This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show during the show. We're live here heading into an Independence Day weekend. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I almost just gave out my phone number right there, Chris. You know that's going to happen one of these days. One of these days, I'm going to brain fart something and give out some kind of piece of personal information, and that's going to be it. Oh, speaking of phone numbers, I'll get back to wildfires and climate change and ask Dr. Jesse questions. You're going to love this. So, my phone, I did something to it. I'm not sure what I did to it, to the voicemail system in the phone. This is the greatest gift ever. I'm never giving up this phone. It'll be 1,000 years and I'll be updating this phone. Get this. I no longer have voicemail on my phone. Now, I'm about 99% sure. Oh, I'll show you guys. I'll show you guys what I'm talking about. I'm about 99% sure you can leave me a voicemail. In fact, Chris, Michael, one of you call me right now and try to leave me a voicemail. I think you can leave me a voicemail. So I know the voicemails are getting left. I have no way to check the voicemails. They don't appear on the phone as notifications. They just get dropped into a black hole. What, Chris? Yes, there used to be a number you could call to check it. And I'm sure that number still exists. Okay, it's Michael calling. All right, Michael, look at this. Boom, just ignored your call like it wasn't important to me. Anyway, leave me a voicemail, Michael. I want to see. But they say they're leaving voicemails, but I can't get the voicemail. And that's the greatest thing in the world. I don't know what, it's kind of funny. If you don't send me a text message, that's a personal problem. And if you call and leave me a voicemail, you should understand it just gets dropped into a black hole of death. It will never be heard ever. Your voicemail, you know what your voicemail goes? I want you to picture this. I want you to picture outer space. And picture Pluto. You know Pluto. Is Pluto a planet? They said it was, and they said it wasn't. We counted here? All right, yeah, Pluto. Or you know what? Let's go closer. Uranus. I want you to picture Uranus. When you call and leave me a voicemail, it beams right from your voice into Uranus. And it's gone forever. So just know that, all right? What Canadian wildfire smoke and Texas heat wave have in common? Climate change. So New York, not just New York, the northern states get a bunch of smoke from Canadian wildfires. The wildfire started by an arsonist. We already know who the guy was. And of course, it's the fault of climate change. Surprise, surprise. Knock me over with a feather. Climate change. Let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions because all the news is ugly. I did think this little tidbit was funny.
His daughter's born out of wedlock. An Arkansas court ruling that 4-year-old will get some of her father's paintings, but not his last name. In response, the child's mother, London Roberts, agreed to drop her request to change her daughter's last name.
Hunter Biden's daughter will not get his last name, and that's probably a blessing, to be honest with you, but will not get his last name, but you have Hunter Biden's crappy paintings instead. Ugh. And do they disinfect those paintings before they give them to children? What, Chris? These are questions we have to ask. Gosh. El Sombrero, listening to the podcast from Wednesday's show, and I heard you talking about the booth set up for kids to throw bricks at photos of Cruz and Kavanaugh. I could not help but detect a slightly somber tone in your voice. Just you and me talking here. Admit it, you're at least a little disappointed that your photo wasn't in that booth. All the work you're doing to call out the U.S. of gay and you can't get them to throw bricks at you. Time to step up your game and double down. His name is James. It's true. I was a little bummed out. You see, what happens is these communists, they're always putting out a new list, right? A new list of these are the worst people on the planet, and these are the worst this, and these are the worst that. And I make so many of those lists, And I love it. I love it. We think it's the funniest thing in the world. It's something we want. Look, I'm not a good person. I want to make communist lives miserable. I despise their demonic religion. I'm trying to destroy it. They're trying to destroy my values. I'm your enemy. I don't make any bones about it. So when we make them mad enough to put us on these lists, it makes me smile. But now it's gotten to the point when we don't make the lists. Now I feel this way. I feel, am I getting soft? I think I'm getting soft. Haven't they heard?
You know, freedom is not free.
Jesse, here's a spicy one, I'm sure, to make you all kinds of friends. Why does everyone try to get me in trouble? I mean, what's the question? Would you ever support a woman for the Republican primary or president? No. Is it wrong for me to judge a politician based on how they can throw out the first pitch? This is the next guy in a baseball game. Bush threw a strike, but turned out to be a swamp squid. Obama threw out a free throw. Oh, remember Obama's effeminate first pitch? Oh, you guys, go look it up, boys. It's the worst thing in the world. Bill Clinton threw Hillary Clinton on. Oh, that's not very nice. Has Heavy D thrown out a first pitch yet? I'll bet Ramaswamy can throw a strike. His name is Dave. Hold on. What? Heavy D can. Heavy D would impress you. I believe he's a college baseball player. Heavy D was a really, really, really good baseball player. I think he played at Yale or something like that. But Heavy D can play some baseball. I bet Trump could throw a first pitch. I could see that Vivek guy throwing a first pitch. I don't know about Tim Scott. Tim Scott strikes me as the kind of guy. Yeah, it's good. It strikes me as a limp-wristed first pitch. No way Mike Pence can throw a first pitch. Surely. Surely. But look, to your question, it's an interesting question, and this is why. It's not that the question itself is obviously important, the first pitch in a baseball game. What do you want? What do you like in a leader? We get so lost now in all the cultural rot in trying to change the roles the genders have, and you're not allowed to speak about this, and you're not allowed to speak about that. But the truth is, we want to have strong leaders. We do. And we want to have manly leaders. It's just what we want. It's something that societies, I was about to say America, and that's not even true. The history of the world is society choosing or trying to choose manly leaders. So much of royalty. You know, if you go to any of the European royalty and things like that, what are the things that was so fascinating about so many of them? Not all, obviously, but so many of them was the education of the royal people. It wasn't just fancy languages and pomp and circumstance and wearing crowns and eating chocolates. Oftentimes you were expected to learn warfare. You were expected to know how to handle yourself with a sword, a spear, battlefield tactics. Why? People want to follow a strong man. Part of the reason Teddy Roosevelt was so beloved in his time, even though he had a lot of policies that sucked and a lot of policies people didn't even like, Teddy Roosevelt was a man's man. He wrestled. He boxed. He was a cowboy for a while. He went to war. Teddy Roosevelt was all about that. What did he call it? The strenuous life. He was all about that life. Part of the reason George Washington was so incredibly popular was he was a man's man, military man, tall leader, a man's man. Part of the reason Barack Obama was not is because he's effeminate. He is. He's effeminate. That first pitch was embarrassing. It was. You know, neither of my sons are those kind of athletes. Much as I've tried, no basketball, no football, no baseball in the Kelly household. They swim and they run. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. I'm not bitter about it at all. Anyway, no, I'm serious. No, it's what they do. But I've still taught them how to throw and how to catch. Why? You can't be at that party with your boys and there are a bunch of girls there you're trying to impress. You can't be the guy who doesn't know how to shoot a basketball. You can't be the guy who throws a baseball like a little weenie, who's scared of the ball when they throw it to him. Ah, no, my fingers. You can't be that guy in front of the chicks. Why? Because that's the way mankind is built. Now, speaking of the way mankind is built, we talk a lot on this show about expertise. The death of expertise, actually. Why our institutions are now producing morons. And that means our society is now producing morons. That you need people who are super advanced well beyond you, well beyond me, in certain fields, so they can move us along as a society. And you need your institutions to produce those people. And if the institutions aren't, it harms your nation. Man, do I have exhibit A for that one here in just a moment. Before I get to that, let's get to your slippers, your house shoes. Speaking of expertise, don't go buy a $5 pair of house shoes from a big box store. Your feet matter a lot. When you walk around on hard floors all day, it doesn't just affect your feet. It's your ankles, it's your knees, it's your back. It's the longevity of those things. My pillow, my slippers, they're all season slippers. 4-layer design. You're not going to find that anywhere else. 4-layer design. They're so nice. They're normally $149.98. Right now, they're $120 off. Over $120 off. They're $25 right now. $25. Start wearing these around the house and protect those joints. Those are the only joints you're ever going to have. And believe me, a knee replacement is no fun at all, from what I hear. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That felt really good. I stretched coming back in from the break, and I feel like that gave my voice even more bass. I think it did. It's the Jesse Kelly Show. I like it. Actually sounds like I'm straining. All right, now I want you to listen to something. This is a response to the Supreme Court's affirmative action ruling from yesterday. History speaks. In some form, it can be heard forever. The race-based... Wait. I did this wrong. Hold on. History speaks. In some form, it can be heard forever. The race-based gaps that first developed centuries ago are echoes from the past that still exist today. By all accounts, they are still stark. Man, that's heavy, right? That's heavy. Now, I know what you're doing right now. You're doing what everyone with a brain is doing. You're rolling your eyes at what is that childish drivel? What is that? Who spent too much time in their gender studies class? Oh, I'm glad you asked. That's a SCOTUS judge. That's Ketanji Brown Jackson. That was part of her dissent yesterday. This is what I talk about when I talk about the death of everything, how this focus on diversity eventually kills everything. And as it kills the institutions cease being places that produce experts. They can't produce experts because they're not staffed by experts and they're not trying to produce experts. They're trying to produce communist activists. And so now you have judges who will rise to the highest court in the land that speak like some 18-year-old college freshman who just smoked a joint in his philosophy class. That's what that sounds like. That's seriously what that sounds like. Only this person sits on the highest court in the land. Why? Because she's a diversity hire. Joe Biden put her there because she's black and a woman. And again, if that makes you angry, I don't care. If it makes you angry, maybe you should tell the Democrats to stop admitting that's why they do it. They admit on camera that's why they do it. What do you want me to say? My vice president's going to be a black woman. My Supreme Court judge going to be a black woman. That's a diversity hire. What? That's offensive. But tell them to stop saying it. Let's get to the questions. There are a lot of them. Dear Dr. Hairline, that's not nice. The question is a little subtle, but I'm sure a world-famous author such as yourself will get it. We know the GOP is seriously low T, but did they get softer and weaker in the last 50 years? Or were they always like this and just never adapted to the Democrats becoming hardcore communists? Well, one of the problems with the last 50 years is testosterone levels have dropped for the last 50 years. It is a big problem. You hear me rant about it all the time. Man, this is a big problem. And there are many reasons for it. It's not just the estrogens in the waters and stuff like that. Keep in mind, we sit around too much. I'm not pointing fingers at you. I have a sit-down job now. And so if I don't focus on, I got to work out, I got to get out more, I got to take the stairs, I got to do this and that, I'm going to get fat and soft. That drops your T levels. How we eat is dropping it, no question about it. There are a bunch of different reasons, but it's a big problem. It is a big problem in our society. Why do you think I tell you about male vitality stacks from Chalk all the time? If you could take natural herbal supplements, not big pharma stuff, but natural herbal supplements, and they could increase your testosterone 20% in 90 days, why in the world wouldn't you do that? Go get on one of these, fellas. Ladies, your hormone levels are all out of whack too. Female vitality stack, natural herbal supplements, feel better than you ever have. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off, by the way. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Back to the GOP itself. The testosterone levels are a problem. The low T GOP, yeah, it's snarky, but it's true. But there's another problem. They were always soft, but something did happen, and this is going to sound like I'm making excuses for them, and I hate the low T GOP so much that that's not what I want to do. But there are excuses and there are reasons. And this is what I mean. This is what I mean. If, let's say I have a disagreement with my neighbor. My neighbor and I, we argue a lot. I get along great with my neighbors, but let's say my neighbor and I, guy lives right next door, we argue all the time. And the problem is he leaves his freaking trash cans out in the street. And they blow over and they're in the middle of the street and his trash blows in my yard. And I go over there and I tell him, Bob, your trash cans again, man. And he says, Jesse, man, mind your own business, dude. And I say, Bob, come on now, pick up the trash. And it goes on like that for a very, very, very long time. And that's just kind of how it's been. Never any physical violence, never anything like that. It's a verbal argument. And then Bob, for whatever reason, maybe he gets hooked on drugs. Maybe his wife leaves him. I don't know. Maybe he gets a drinking problem. Bob starts to get a little bit louder. And then one day out of the blue, when Bob and I are arguing about his garbage cans and his garbage blowing all through my lawn, Bob, all of a sudden, instead of it becoming an argument, he pulls out a blackjack from his back pocket and starts beating me over the face with it. Okay, what happened? We were just having an argument about the trash cans, and now my face is being bludgeoned in. Is that all my fault for not being prepared for such a situation like that? No, it's almost a little bit understandable. It had always been an argument. Yes, a loud argument, in a real argument, with real disagreements. But if one day Bob turns into a homicidal maniac instead of just a guy who leaves his trash can laying around, it can be understandable if it takes me a little bit of time to catch up to the new situation on the ground. The GOP was not ready for the last 15 years. When was Obama elected? Because that's about when it started, 2008 or so. The GOP was not ready for Democrats to turn into communist activists. They were not prepared. And so many of them today still think that that's what they're dealing with. Well, they're just Democrats. Oh my gosh, no, they're not. They're so much worse than that. All right, we have more Ask Dr. Jesse stuff. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I'll tell you what. Before I get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, I don't like doing this a lot because it's not supposed to be about me. But if everyone wouldn't mind saying a little prayer for me, we are after the show tonight, taking off to go rough it for the weekend. What, Chris? We are. We're going roughing it this weekend. I am told that the tent slash cabin we're staying in, I'm told it's air conditioned, but I don't know how air conditioned. No, for your information, there's not satellite TV in there, Chris, so no TV. Yes, it's cable. Gosh, it's not satellite, it's cable. There is also, I'm not making this up, there's a little mini fridge in there, but it doesn't look like it can hold very much stuff. I'm going to have to teach the boys how to survive in nature. So I don't know. Do we have enough lighter fluid? I don't know. Is the charcoal going to be enough? I don't know. So I want to survive this weekend so I can come back next week and do the world famous Jesse Kelly show for you. Are we going to get through this glamping trip? Maybe, maybe not. But any hopes and wishes, thoughts and prayers, they would all be very much appreciated. Don't forget about BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. Don't forget about BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. Remember, your neighbor Normie Norm needs to know these names. He needs to learn these names. These are the finance giants that control so much of the filth you see out there right now. Remember these names and listen when they talk.
So has that your business been hurt by the state of Florida not supporting your ESG efforts?
I don't use the word ESG anymore because it's been entirely weaponized. But it was weaponized by the far left and weaponized by the far right. So I'm not blaming one side or the other, but it's been totally weaponized. So we talk a lot about decarbonization. We talk a lot about governance when we have governance issues or social issues, if that's something that we need to address. So in my last CEO letter, the phrase ESG was not uttered once. Because it's been, unfortunately, politicized, weaponized, and all that. And
stop politicizing it, guys. It's just them trying to destroy your country and your way of life. Stop making it political, all right? Dear Red Lobster aficionado, my dime, to whom I've been married for 15 years this year, requested Red Lobster for her birthday. Oh, what a woman. Of course I obliged, and upon ordering, I found myself ordering a large strawberry lobsterita. The huge pink slushy type frozen margarita that causes brain freeze upon every sip and drops your core body temperature 10 degrees upon consumption. I have to know, is this drink a dude code violation? This is coming from a guy who lives in East Tennessee, drinks moonshine, and is a fellow devil dog. Hoorah. His name is Will. All right. I've got to admit something. I get recognized on occasion when I'm out in public now. It's just part of being a huge celebrity, Chris. I get recognized on occasion out in public. And remember, that's always cool with me. Please come up to me and say hi. I'm happy to talk to everybody. Come on up and say hi. It's fine. It's fine. And you're always so respectful and whatnot. It's awesome. Don't worry about that. Please come up and talk to me. I love talking to you. I'm so tall that I stick out too, so I get recognized a lot more lately. Well, something happened the other day and I didn't tell you about it and I have to get it off my chest. The wife and I went out. This is, I forget when it was, a week, 2 weeks ago? I don't remember. Time all blends together now. We went out for a little Tex-Mex, a little Mexican food. No kids, just her and I. It was, I think, Friday or Saturday night. And we went to one of the Mexican restaurants. You know, Texas has the best Mexican restaurants out there. We go sit down. She gets ranch water, one of these things women drink. And there was an advertisement on the table. All right, it was really hot. I need to clarify, it was really hot that day. There was an advertisement on the table for a watermelon margarita. And it looked really good. And it looked really refreshing on there, and watermelon's delicious. And I ordered it, and I just kind of ordered it without thinking. And of course, Ob had to give me the side eye when I ordered it. Oh, that's a girly drink. But I ordered the watermelon margarita, and then he brought the watermelon margarita. And honestly, when it got to the table in person, it was so much more embarrassing than it was just ordering it. And it was huge. I didn't realize how big it was. It was essentially this giant pink bowl sitting in front of me. And, oh, Chris, umbrella and everything in it. Oh, yes, umbrella. And he sits it down in front of me. And I, you know, I'm not self-conscious. You know, I don't have shame. You realize that, right? He sits it down. And the first thing I did as I looked down at it, my eyes kind of get big. And I think, oh my gosh, everyone's going to think I'm celebrating Pride Month. And I start looking around at the restaurant to see if anybody's looking at me, because anybody who was in there, it's one of these huge, very bright place, very open air places. If someone made me, that's what I call it when someone notices me. If someone made me walking in, I could just picture one of you meanies taking a picture of me and putting it on the internet with a gigantic frozen pink drink. And it was delicious. It was delicious. It was. I've never had so many brain freezes in my life, because I just gulped it down so fast because I wanted it off the table. I just stuck with water the rest of the night. That's a long way. Look, that's not defending your strawberry lobsterita, okay, pal? That's not defending it. Just know that I've done similar things. Dear Bob Vila II, oh, that reminds me. I forgot to tell you guys. So, guess what I get to do tomorrow morning, Saturday morning? I have to go down to the mechanic shop. Do you know why I have to go down to the mechanic shop? The AC in my midlife crisis car has not been blowing air cooled enough. And sometimes it's not blowing it at all. Okay. So it's low on Freon. No big deal. Not a difficult fix, is it? I've put coolant in my car before. This is something obviously I know how to do. Being a handyman like myself, I know how to do it. See, Chris said, why did you fix it? It's a lease. I'm not used to taking the car in every time you want something done. Then you got to take it in. You got to wait down there. I just wanted to, it's not hard to stop by an auto parts store on the way home and grab some coolant. I get some coolant. The coolant I had last time, or I should say more specifically, the vehicle I had last time, the car had to be running to put the coolant in it. You had to start the car, then you put the coolant in it. Without thinking or looking it up, I assumed that this car was the same way. So I get in my midlife crisis car. This happened this morning. I start it, and I start putting coolant in it. And the pressure's not going up at all on the pressure gauge. I know how to read the pressure on the coolant. And again, this is stuff I've done before. It's not going up at all. It's like no coolant is getting in. And I'm getting frustrated. I think I get a faulty can. I'm checking if there's any blockages over and over and over again. I'm hammering this thing. And finally, I'm frustrated. I had to go pick up my son from practice. I said, forget it. So I unplug it. I take off towards my son. My AC's not blowing that well. I get back home. The car is off. I go grab the coolant again. Just I want to press the gauge on it. Psh, gauge is on it. I'm in the red. I overfilled the coolant to the max. And I don't mean by a little. I'm buried in the red on this thing. I drove to work today. It's 100 degrees here with no AC at all. It's going to fry my compressor out. So I have to just have the AC off. I already called the mechanic. I have to take it into the mechanic tomorrow morning. You ready to hurt with me? You ready to hurt? $250 is what it's going to cost to vacuum out, because they have to use a special vacuum and a special a container for the coolant. $250 to vac out the extra coolant, all because I wanted to do it yourself. Oh, yeah, valuable learning experience, Chris. I don't want to hear it. If you had to spend $250, you would have stayed home sick or something. It's true you wouldn't have made that mistake, but you're not me. Gosh, I'm so mad about that. Dang it. All right. Well, at least, you know what we'll do? We just won't go out to eat for a couple months. What we'll do is we'll start in on our My Patriot Supply food kit. Because you already know My Patriot Supply provides emergency 3-month food kits. That's for when everything goes to crap. They also have a special right now on 4-week food kits that'll save you a bunch of money. But while I normally tell you not to touch it, buy it, stash it, and forget about it, if you ever overfill your car's AC system and then you're flat broke, you can just eat on that while you try to get your money back up. So let me encourage you to go save a bunch of money on a 4-week food kit right now at preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. All right? Go get a 4-week food kit for everyone who lives in your home. All right, the latest and greatest on RFK Jr. and Dairy Queen. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get to RFK Jr. and Dairy Queen, let me remind you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, did you hear this chef who's done with vegans?
I'm done with vegans. I'm absolutely done with vegans. All vegans are banned. End of. No more. Never again. God help them. Please go find another kebab shop somewhere that's happy to give you that plastic rubbish that you enjoy to eat so much. Go and enjoy your life somewhere else.
Jesse, what's the best thing to order at Dairy Queen? Dairy Queen has an underrated cheeseburger. That's one. Two. The little, I think they're called Jaliscos. They're little jalapeno strips, almost shaped like a fry, but they're deep fried. And they have cheeseburgers where you can get these jalapeno strips on them, or just get the strips separate, or do both. Dip those little strips in ranch. Underrated. Dear Dr. Jesse, you talk a lot in the show about how everyone has their one or two issues they vote on. I've long believed Americans are overly dependent on prescription pharmaceuticals to solve ailments that, in most cases, can be fixed by simply making lifestyle changes. It was very refreshing to hear RFK and Joe Rogan discuss this in great detail. I live in Florida, consider myself to be all in for DeSantis, but I greatly respect RFK's courage and bravery in standing up to the system, and I want to hear more of what he has to say. Is it possible RFK could be a dark horse anti-communist? He's not an anti-communist. Let's be clear about that. Look, RFK Jr., remember, he just came out for an assault weapons ban. He just came out against the Supreme Court affirmative action ruling. I'm not here telling you he's a communist or he's the Antichrist. I'm not here telling you that at all. He says a lot of things that I agree with. And again, I am not judging you if you are an RFK backer. There aren't very many candidates on either side who are willing to speak out loudly against that poison shot, against the pharmaceutical industry, against that takes guts. It takes real guts. And for a lot of people have been harmed by that. I understand voting for RFK Jr. I understand if you suffered, and so many did, under COVID lockdowns that came from Republicans and then were kept up with Democrats, if you suffered under that, and many did, I get supporting RFK Jr. I'm never going to tell you, as long as you're voting based on issues and things that matter, I'm never going to tell you that you're wrong about that. I've been honest about who I'm voting for as of now in the primary. I've been honest about my issues, and I've been honest that I don't care about your issues or who you're voting for. I don't judge you, not at all. I'm just glad you're participating. Go vote for friggin' RFK. Go vote for Heavy D. Go vote for Trump. Go, as long as you're voting for the right reasons. As long as you're voting for the things that you're passionate about, and your passions, or the things you're most passionate about, because you're probably passionate about everything, but your things you're most passionate about it, or the things you're most passionate about, they're going to look different than my things. And that's fine. That's understandable. Chris said, vote for Biden as a collapsitarian. Honestly, these collapsitarian types who say we're screwed, we can't be saved, let's just keep voting all straight ticket Democrat, and let's get the party started. Let's get the collapse going, because let's just get over with. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I don't fault you for that either. I've been there. I'll tell you, I was caught up in the emotions of the moment. But remember that Uvalde school shooting? That horrible school shooting in Uvalde. And immediately the communists did what they always do. They saw an opportunity with dead kids to try to take guns out of the hands of their political enemies so they can hurt them. Remember, that's what they're trying to do. They saw an opportunity. They jumped on the opportunity. And Mitch McConnell, because he's worthless, ran to the podium and tasked useless John Cornyn to work with Democrats on a gun control bill. And it wasn't like it was one or two Republicans. I believe the final number was 15 Republicans, a huge percentage of the Republican caucus in the Senate, worked with Democrats and passed the gun control bill. That next day, I think I might have even said it on the air. If I didn't, I was thinking it. You should know, although if I'm thinking it, I usually say it. That next day, I was full-blown collapsitarian. And I flat out said, I'm thinking about just voting straight ticket Democrat from now on. Let's just get this over with because I'm sick of this crap. You remember that? I did say it. I knew I did. Now, I was caught up in the emotions at the moment, and I'm not going to do that. I'm voting for the GOP nominee again this year. I'm not going to do that. But I also understand that. If you're, whoever you're with, as long as you've got reasons that you're passionate about, man, I'm with you. If you're passionate about, well, if you're passionate about Joe Biden and the war we fought in 1960.
The idea there's no right of privacy in the Constitution, giving states power that we fought a war over in 1960.
What is he talking about? I have no idea. Nobody knows what he's talking about. Here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about saving some babies. We're going to get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. The guy's got a problem with his normie Norm Dime. We have to talk Nicolas Cage, Seattle's police department running a protection racket. Before we get to any of that, let's talk about saving some babies. Preborn. It is time to save a baby going into Independence Day weekend. It is time to give somebody the chance to walk this planet, to experience freedom, to experience life. These women, they've been lied to. They've been manipulated. Oftentimes, they feel forced to go kill this baby. They're seeking out an abortion, and that's where Preborn comes in. Preborn finds these young ladies, and they tell them, hey, you don't have to do this. Just come in for an ultrasound. We're going to give you a free ultrasound. And they have these pro-life clinics in the highest abortion areas of the country. They go right into the belly of the beast. And they say, hey, free ultrasound. She hears the heartbeat. It's over. You can't. It's from God. You hear that heartbeat. Doesn't matter what mom said, what Democrats have said, what the news has said. That becomes a life that must be protected. And the instinct of a mother take over. $28 buys that ultrasound for that scared young lady to make the right choice. Help her make it. Help Preborn help her make it. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. I have a problem I hope you can help with. It's a normie dime problem. Despite my efforts, my lovely wife just doesn't understand or comprehend the perilous state of our society. If it's not directly happening to her or those close to her, she couldn't care less. What's even worse is that she saw the anti-communist manifesto on our coffee table and threatened to throw it away. It's getting bad. What should I do? I've considered buying a sailboat and leaving it all behind, but then I couldn't listen to your show every day. What do you do with Normie Norm when it's not just the neighbor you can cut off? What do you do with Normie Norm when it's your wife? When it's your husband? When it's your parent? When it's your child? How do you handle that? Let's talk about it next.
This is an iHeart podcast.